Guillermo Burt's The Journey is one of the Nevada Museum of Art's newest exhibitions. As KUNR's Maria Palma reports, the exhibition, which spans the Los Angeles-based artist's 15-year career, features artwork inspired by ancient traditions, modern technology, and immigrants.
On the second floor of the Nevada Museum of Art, the 5,000-square-foot exhibit opens with Burt's newest installation, The Warriors. It's made up of a series of 20 life-sized sculptures of actual immigrants employed as frontline workers. The Warriors is one of seven installations that make up the exhibit. The sculptures are an homage to essential workers that were invisible before the pandemic, such as truck drivers, housekeepers, and restaurant workers. Burt thought about essential workers as Chinese terracotta warriors, clay soldiers that were buried with China's first emperor and not discovered until the 70s.
This whole army of warriors were buried for 3,000 years. But then suddenly they excavate and then unearth them. These are millions of warriors that you have around you and they keep the world together. And you never seen it because you were not needed to be paying attention to that. But with the pandemic, that everybody was in their homes with working through Zoom, somebody has to deliver the food to you or pick up the crops and do all of these things, and then the people start seeing them.
Every sculpture is made from wood and follows a complex process, he says. Each one is modeled on a real person he knows.
They all have names. That's Ricardo and Alex and Nayeli and Margarita. They're all people that usually are around me. Margarita, she comes to do the studio cleaning or something. Or she comes to clean sometimes. And then the firefighter is from the local fire station.
He brought each person into the studio and did a full body 3D scan. Next, a special software processed the scan to include the smallest detail. Finally, he begins cutting the wood using laser technology. The brown lines of the wood represent a harsh desert landscape that resembles the journey of immigration, he says. The Warriors also highlights the invisibility these workers face. Surrounding mirrors multiply the number of the sculptures, representing an infinite army of workers that exist within every community. As you walk through the exhibit, a wall full of colorful textiles greets you. Burt, who was born and raised in Chile, says his experiences with the indigenous Mapuche community inspired a series titled Encoded Textiles, in which QR codes are hand-woven into traditional textile designs. When scanned with a smartphone, the QR code takes guests into a cinematic world of stories by tribal elders, activists, and poets. This project has resulted in collaborations with Mapuche, Navajo, Maya, Mixtec, and Zapotec weavers. This isn't the first time Burt has worked with the Nevada Museum of Art. In 2017, Burt was part of the museum's Unsettled exhibit. Associate Director Ann Wolf says one of the museum's ongoing commitments has been to highlight the diversity of the community.
With Guillermo Burt's exhibition in particular, you know, he's speaking to the immigrant experience and the journey of immigrants to America. That is a timely issue right now that many different immigrant communities can relate to.
As you move towards the end of the room, the Tumble Dreams series concludes the journey through Burt's 15-year career. Through projected interviews, Burt shares the story of immigrants who have crossed the border into the desert's iconic symbol of movement, the tumbleweed.
If you think about it, in the desert, the tumbleweeds are being blown away by the air, by the wind, and they're nomadic. You know, they're going from one place to another, and they have no direction. You know, they're like the immigrant crossing the border. They're really on their own kind of thing, and they're suffering quite a bit. So I thought that this will be a really good medium to express their journey.
Guillermo Burt, The Journey, will be on view at the Nevada Museum of Art until February 4th, 2024. For KUNR, I'm Maria Palma.